Boker Tov, everybody. What's going on here? Okay, there we are. I don't know why I can't get this video working. Oh, there we go. It's very good. Okay, fine. So, yeah, there is life out there, Abdovid. I don't know why they're not replying to you. I just signed in now. Sorry, I'm running a bit late. Apologize for that. Okay, so we're busy with this with the subject of Anogas HaYichud, Anogas HaMishpat. We're going to start today on Reish Pei Zayin at the top there. We're going to see how we live with these two opposing forces. And let's just remind ourselves what the problem is. Mitzad Echad, we have what's called Anogas HaMishpat. That's the world we've been living in, and up to a few days ago, didn't know there was anything else. That's the world of Schav Oynesh. That's the world where you earn. That's where Hashem fulfills the purpose of the Bria, where we get to earn the good that He wants to give us. We don't get it for nothing. We earn it, we work at it, and whatever we do, we get rewarded from. Whatever we don't do, whatever we do wrong, we get punished. And we go ahead and get our scha, the pleasure, the lanus, biziv shchinos, so we get the din. That's Hanogas HaMishpat, and that's very fine. Now, Hanogas HaMishpat never goes away. It's important to remember this. When we kick in Hanogas HaYichud, which we're not really sure even what that is, except it's a, it's that which makes everything b'day shemayim. It means the ultimate fruition, the ultimate kiyum and tachlis of the bria is all in Hashem's hands, and it's going to get to where it's got to go to no matter what we do. That doesn't take away one molecule from Hanogas HaMishpat. These two things are hermeneutically sealed dynamics, and each one is correct. But they're mutually exclusive. So how can they both exist at the same time? Perhaps it's use it just as a for now as a marshal. It's not a marshal, but just for now as a marshal is din v'mishpat. We know that Hashem runs the world. Wanted to create, He created the world with din, and He wanted to run the world with din. He saw that it couldn't happen, so He also put in rachamim. So now the world works with din v'rachamim. You understand that those two are mutually exclusive. You can't have din and rachamim working together. It's not shaykh. Why not? Because din means that when you do something wrong, you get whacked on the spot. Rachamim means you've got time to do tshuva. So how do you get whacked on the spot and you get time to do tshuva? You can't have those two working together. And yet we see that's how Hashem runs His world. With both of those together, we don't understand that. We don't understand how it's possible that it's all tolu ma bechira. It's all Hanogas HaMishpat. And at the same time, you have a thing called Hanogas HaYichud, and that doesn't interfere with Hanogas HaMishpat. Up to now, we'll see. Those are the two separate dynamics. Our work now is to somehow see how you live and blend. The word he's using is mizug. In other words, you mix wine and water. So let's see how that works now. So let's take that. Let's try go one step forward. Once again, with a warning on the wrapping, you know, this is dangerous territory, and we have to. But it's Torah; we have to learn it. And what we don't understand, we have to be mature enough to say we don't understand, and not let it interfere with Hanogas HaMishpat. But at the end of the day, we live and function in Hanogas HaMishpat. That's always where we need to get back to. We have a Shulchan Aruch, and we have a Rambam, and we have a Mishnah Brura, and we have a Kafah Chaim, and we have to function according to that world. But let's see what the Hanogas HaYichud does to us. Okay. So very interesting where he goes with this. Chuban Bais Rishon v'Chuban Bais Sheni Chesoron v'Mizug Shtei Hanogos. The Chuban of the two Bate Mikdoshes was a result of a lack of a blending of these two Hanogas. Wow. I wouldn't have thought such a thing. Yeah? Let's see. Medivra Chazal, Oile Kichoysa Mizug Venchte Midas Eilu, Hua Shehichri Vesbeis Mikdash, Vesbate Mikdash. Phew. More surprises. Yeah? Chazal tell us that a lack of balance, of blending, of working together. I'm not sure exactly which word to use. Yeah, he's using mizug. That's what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the two Bate Mikdash. Rabbi Zrishon Chai Am Yisrael B'Madregas Ha'ava Teicha Rotzuf Ha'ava. Klal Yisrael, the first Beis HaMikdash, lived with total love of Hashem. Gilu Hashem, they loved Hashem, Hashem loved them. Hayu Shkoyim Ba'avas Hashem Ad Shelo Nitnu Libam Lekatnas. Were completely shakur with Hashem. They were living in a very hard darga. They didn't have time for little things. Phew, that's frightening. Because you love Hashem so much, and you're so involved in Avas Hashem, you come to the three chamuras. I would have thought Avas Hashem is a good thing. No, Avas Hashem can almost bring you to the three chamuras. The Savrim, how do you do that? Because sof, Hashem loves us so much. So unbelievable connection with Hashem. You're living in such a high, heilige level. Very holy people. Such a high level of Avas Hashem. So if you do something wrong, Hashem will be meichel you. Sad no more, you know, love is blind kind of thing. And therefore, all's fine. Migdash Rishon mipnei Macharov. It was destroyed for those three things. How did they come to such terrible avarus when there was such Gilu Hashem in the world? Yeah, because the Avas Hashem was so powerful that it got in the way with reality. There's a Gemara in Yuma Mefurash, you're not making anything up here. There was such unbelievable Avas Hashem and Betochen in Hashem that they got into a mess here. The Chovis Lavovas said they learned Chovis Lavovas. They would have seen the Chovis Lavovas says somebody has Betochen in Hashem when it comes to his Averas, when it comes to his Bechira. He doesn't say nice things about that person. You're not supposed to have Betochen there. They're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. Anyway, and Bitsu Averas Chomures, Ach believe in Pnime, Hem Choshe is Goydel Avav Kir Vel Hashem Yisperoch, Hem Chayu Es Anhoga Seyichud. They were living on Hogas HaYichud. And they forgot about the fact that they were really a chray for Hogas HaMishpat. That means there was unbelievable Avas Hashem, unbelievable connection to the higher realities, Kedusha. But that led to them ignoring Hogas HaMishpat, and they came to the three chumuras. They got to the worst levels that a person can get to. The Gemara says, Rishoyim Hayu. Elo Shetolu B'chayinam B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. They hung their betochen on Hashem. That led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to think about this carefully. Never thought about this like this before. Avas Hashem can bring me to the Churban. Avas Hashem can, yeah. If you step out of the world of Anah, I warned you. If you step out of Anah, Samishpat for one nanosecond, you're in a lot of trouble. Fine. Keyelet Kotten, Mufunak, Hashem Arshanat, Maloy, they'll call me name Maisa Kundas. But you do, Ki Avi Vaivatov, Avi Blim Mitzorim. Like a little child, a little spoiled child, he gets away with anything we want. So he allows himself to do certain things he knows he's not supposed to do, because he knows that his father loves him without any boundaries. But he asks him, Oma, his father's not going to do anything. You know, he'll say, sorry, Tati, and he'll smile, he'll give him that cute little look. Like, oh, yeah, besada, kach gam heim toles bitchoinem b'shem v'sovu shelo yona lehem kolda. We love each other so much, and Hashem loves us so much, and we love Hashem. So besada, you know, you'll make mistakes. I call you a besada, don't worry. I told you, you won't do tshuva. If you start getting this sugya wrong, you won't do tshuva. That I warned you. You see, Hemlo tolu b'daitam ki titochen metzia shebeis hamikdash chasve chilel yechorev. They couldn't imagine that the Beis HaMikdash would get destroyed. When Yirmiyahu Novi came and warned them, they wanted to kill him for saying such ridiculous things. They felt he was chepering the Avas Hashem. He brings from Zechariah. Okay, we'll see from Uriah. Well, because Zechariah prophesied, came im lo yachzur lemutav abaisi chorav hem lo yom usolim lishmo dvarov umachmas goydel eish avosim es hakadosh baruch hu ves mikdashei hem horgo oto. They killed Zechariah. Are we talking about Hashem? We're talking about our beloved. And you're coming and telling us that if we don't stop what we're doing, there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. They killed him. You see how far wrong you can go? You see how far? We have no idea who these people were. These people lived with 10 Nisim, was Nevu in the world. We have no idea what we're talking about here. But you see how wrong you can go in your frumkat? I don't talk about these things, but you see it today as well. We see it today as well. People mamish risk their love and other people's lives on because it's all cool. It's all Hashem. It's all mitzvahs. It's all Torah. Sheker gomo. I'm not even being donal kafshus that they're living in an Hogas HaYichud. I'm not sure where they're living. These people knew what they were doing. But they got stuck in Agus HaYichud, and therefore the Anagus HaMishpat became blurred. Lumazos, but by Shani. Oh, no, so what happened in by Shani? What happens? What does it look like? What does the world look like when you get it wrong the other way? Lumazos, but by Shani, loya beim kolchet. You'll tell me, well, listen, we learned what happened in Bais Rishon. Very dangerous stuff, this Anagus HaYichud. So we're going straight back to Bais, we're going straight back to Anagus HaMishpat. Tazov Anagus HaYichud, that's not for us. That's Kabbalah. We don't learn Kabbalah. That's got nothing to do with me. And I'm going back to Anagus HaMishpat. I take my Shulchan Aruch and I live my life. Shulchan Aruch, Zel. The duck that Balocha and nothing else. Maybe that's the way to go. See, that's also not so poshut. Azoy. So he says like this: Lumazoyz bevei sheni loya yabem kolchet. Hayu ma'amidim es divrei maladin medak tekim b'mitzvahs. There was no virus. Ha'isalem yira ach pnimis hasich chesorim belibom. Avas Hashem abetochav adveikus b'Hashem ayu chesorim. They were keeping all the mitzvahs. Couldn't find an avera. We will see now. We'll see what Chazal say about it now. What were they lacking? They were lacking that inner reality of Avas Hashem, of Betochen in Hashem, Dveikus. They didn't have that. I mean, they had the whole of Anagus HaMishpat, but some Hashem got lost along the way. And Chazal says this, Migdash Sheni Shei Yoiskim B'Teiru B'Mitzvus U'Milas Chesorim Mibnei Machorov. On the outside, it looks a bit weird. People are Mamash Oisek B'Teiru B'Mitzvus G'Milas Chesorim. G'Milas Chesorim. They were Oisek in Dikdu Kalocha. They were Mamash unbelievable. Unbelievably keeping the Torah in an amazing, amazing way. So why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? We learned from the first Bais. Bais Rishon, we learned. There was a virus, terrible virus. So you know what? We stopped doing that. We did Tshuva. And now we're keeping all the mitzvahs. So now you destroy the Beis HaMikdash again? What happened here? As Chazal Karen said, Mipnei Shaisi bo Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam. How do you have Sinas Chinam? So the Vilna Goyen, very interesting piece of Vilna Goyen. If you take out the Vilna Goyen's Haggadah on Pesach, they've even got Art Scroll, even did a copy of it. That's where I saw it. Very, very amazing. On his Pirush on Chad Gadya. The Vilna Goyen wrote a Pirush on Chad Gadya. You know, Chad Gadya, we think is, the kids come home with pictures from the Gan. That's Chad Gadya. It's something that keeps the kids awake at the end of the Seder. So it's cute. It's nice. But the Vilna Goyen, Bequeda Batsme, wrote a Pirush on Chad Gadya. So, Malva, right. Anyway, so there he says like this. It says the Goyen says so he brings from the version that Rav Shlomo Brevda Zatzal wrote an amazing Pirushim on the Goyen, Shirashirim, and on his Agoda. So he brings down like this: Adam halikoy besinas chinam, ein ze ele b'shel choyse b'tchoyne b'Hashem. We've mentioned this many times here in the Sefer, one of the pillars of the Sefer that we've been learning, and that is somebody who has sinas chinam. If you want to know what the shayresh of that is, what's the shayresh of sinas chinam? How does somebody just stop? It's because he's lacking trust in Hashem. He's got a. There's a problem in his betochen. Hamayim v'teach ki akol hu midei shemayim. Somebody who understands the first of the Yud Gimel Ikorim. Hu levado osa v'yaseh v'osa v'isa v'yaseh v'osa is kol ha'masim. So he knows that everything comes from Hashem. Ein adam sheyech lekachach mechvoida ubemamoyne mikol ha'shelo afilu kuchut ha'sara. He knows no one can shepherd his covet, his money. No one can do anything to him. Not even a hair's breadth can somebody do something to you that Hashem wasn't involved, that wasn't what Hashem wanted. Im lo mipnei shekach nigzor mipnei elyon. Az ein shum tine v'sina neged af echad bo'olam. So how can you be upset with anybody else? It's not them. They called me Hashem. If it wasn't him, somebody else would have got the job. Because nobody does anything to you except Hashem. There isn't anything in the world except Hashem. So sinas chinam only functions in a world where there's no understanding of betochen, where there's no enod milvadoi. It doesn't take away from the fact that you can take to God the Beis Din. There's monetary claims of other. We have all Shulchan Aruch, but be'etzem we understand that if this happened, that's from Hashem. And I've just turned over the page to Reish Peches. And they couldn't They fled so far from what happened in Bais Rishon, and they were some being meductic in mitzvahs and keeping the Torah correctly. You're supposed to do that. But they didn't have the interface, the synchronizing that together with the Nogas HaYichud, with the Betochen and the Ahava in Hashem. The understanding, there is nothing other than Hashem. And that leads ultimately to Sinas Chinam. The relationship we have with everybody else is very much connected. It works both ways, by the way. The relationship you have with your fellow man will determine what your relationship with Hashem looks like. Your relationship with Hashem will determine what your relationship with your fellow man looks like. It's a Galgal HaChoyza. I can't help that. Yeah, we're focusing on the fact that if you don't have your relationship with Hashem tight, then it's going to interfere in your relationship with other people. משום כך, בסוף תקופת ימי הבית, שני, צוצו המסייבנים בכלל ישראל, ואולי ליהודים שחיפשו תענוגויס אחרים מדבד לסענג על השם. What was driving the מסייבנים? At the end of the תקופה, by שני, we had the Greek exile, just before the Roman exile, just before the Churban. What were the מסייבנים? Not the יבונים. The יבונים were the יבונים, but what, the Yidden that became מסייבנים. They were our bigger problem. We had a bigger problem from the Yidden. Who went off to the Greek ways and from the Greeks themselves. What was driving them? They were looking for pleasure outside of Torah, outside of Lisaneg El Hashem. We in this world are supposed to Lisaneg El Hashem. That's where the betochen and the imun and the avoid of understanding ain od milvadi, that's where it leads a person to. Leads a person to Lisaneg El Hashem in this world. I'm not talking about Lanas Mizib Shchinosoi. That's next world. So you're not getting your pleasure. Tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. You're not getting your pleasure from your avodas Hashem, from your relationship with Hashem, from your Torah, your mitzvahs, your avodah, your gemilas chodim, everything you're doing, all your frum stuff you're doing is not giving you pleasure. So you need to look for pleasure elsewhere. It means I daven. No, I'm finished davening now. Now what I do for pleasure? What I do for enjoyment? Now you've got to find something else to do because davening doesn't give you pleasure. You did it because you had to do it. You put on tefillin because you have to put on tefillin. You learned your daf yomi because you've got to learn every day. You've got to kuvayt in the Torah. Fats, I did it. Well, where's the tainu? Where's the pleasure? There isn't, so you go looking for it elsewhere. Hayu eli yudim she'avas Hashem lo mileh es kol yishusam. These were the Yidden whose avas Hashem didn't fill them. They weren't getting sipuk from their avodas Hashem. And a person has to be very creative in himself. You're very much an individual and you've got to find for yourself, especially today. Especially today, where we're going into another sega year, we're going to another lockdown, another, and Hashem told us you didn't get a drought the first time, we have to do it again. We have to somehow find out how we get this pleasure with Hashem when we're locked up and you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything. It's a lot of shoot. It's a scary place to be right now in avodas Hashem. That's what was going on. They weren't getting the pleasure from Hashem and therefore they went to look for it in other places. Now, this is obviously, just before we go forward, and this is not what he's talking about, but very important to remember this. If you're going to take all your pleasures, throw them out the window and focus and rev up your energy to just get pleasure from Hashem, you're going to fall badly, badly, badly. This is the problem that most Balei Tshuva have in the beginning. You can't go from where we are now to just purely, purely having Tanuk from Hashem, ain't on Mivoda, because we're not there. That's not real. What you'll do is you'll throw away the Tanukim you're getting, and then you'll be a big hole there. And you haven't got anything to fill it yet from Torah. The Tehillim the whole day doesn't fill that void. It will eventually, you avoid it, you're there, but lat lat, it doesn't happen overnight. So you have to be very careful how you do this. Very careful how you do this. Habor reik ein bo mayim. About snakes and scorpions plenty. If you create a void inside of yourself and you've got nothing to fill it with, you can't fill that with ruchnias yet because it takes time, then you're in a lot of trouble. So you have to be very careful how you do this. If you're not sure, then you have to speak to someone who's more objective than you. You find this in the Balchuvas in the early days. I saw this, but the Balchuva comes in and he gets fired up about Yiddishkeit, and that takes all his secular life and he throws it out the window, and then 3 months later he's depressed, very depressed. He's in a mess. Why? Because he didn't have anything to fill it up with. So that void creates all sorts of stuff. A person has to have pleasure. Rav Wasserman Zatzal used to say that you see Balchuva doing all weird stuff. You know, the tzitzis long and they wear these big kippers and they're starting all very externally, very, very weird stuff. Is it because they're not getting etzem sipuk, pleasure from the Yiddishkeit? And therefore, they have to look for pleasure in all sorts of superficial external stuff. Someone who's getting pleasure from his learning, I'm not saying that he's addicted anyway, he can't. I'm not talking about Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I'm talking about us. He gets pleasure. He enjoys his learning. He looks forward to his 2 or 3 or 1 hour of learning a day, whatever. He's getting sipuk from it. Yofi, he's getting sipuk from his ruchnias. He even might daven now and again with a little bit of pleasure. He may even take his tefillin, maybe he work it a bit, or he'll take something. You have to find it in yourself, what works for you, and then build that. And then then slowly, slowly, you'll see that the yivonadika pleasures, first of all, they stop being so pleasurable. You might even find some kosher pleasures out there. There's music. So I know a very big Talmud Chacham. He gets pleasure now and again. He sits down, he puts on his headphones, and he'll listen to classical music, whatever. Yeah, fill it. Sometimes going for a walk. Sometimes, I don't know, take out a telescope, look at the stars. And I'm not saying that you have to be sitting, being frum in. No, not at all. There's plenty of ways to Eved Hashem. You have to find yourself and know what your pleasure is. Someone tells me the other day, you tell me what my pleasure is, Rabbi. I don't know what my pleasure is. That's shocking, shocking. It can only happen in the 21st century. What do you enjoy? I don't know. Tell me, Rabbi, what should I enjoy? I mean, he's a meshugana. He's poshut. He's a meshugana. He's crazy. He's a crazy person. Don't you know what you enjoy? It's nice to know what he enjoys. Fine, and then take that and work it and build it and develop it until it becomes more and more part of your avodas Hashem. Okay, that's a whole other discussion. I just want to bring it in here because it's touching on the subject we're dealing with. So those are the two dynamics. You have anogas hamishpat, anogas hayichud happening by Srishon. Total, unbelievable avas Hashem and love of Hashem and connection to Hashem ad kadeh that we think that Hashem will be mevate everything. And we know the Gemara says, kolayim Hashem mevate vituyu. If you say that Hashem forgoes everything, you know, then he'll forgo you. But if you do tshuva, then Hashem is meschapa. We're not talking about not doing tshuva. They didn't even think they needed to do tshuva. I told you, if you buy into anogas hayichud, and you forget about anogas hamishpat, you won't do tshuva. Why should you? My beloved, Sam is a little baby. He knows Tati will be, everything will be fine. Tati's not going to throw me out the house because he loves me, so I can do whatever I want. That was by Rishon. By Shani was the exact opposite. They were so careful in doing the mitzvahs and keeping halachas and doing everything, they forgot about Hashem. No, you forget about Hashem. Well, then when somebody upsets you, you think it's him. You don't realize that it's Hashem. And that starts in Eschinem and Loshon Hora and all the problems and the chosa simcha v'tuv leivov miroif koil, which we've spoken about as well, and we'll speak about more. Okay, fine. I'm taking this slowly and carefully, and I'm building it because you can see the ma'od ma'od mesubach. It's dangerous. I hope you see that. I hope you see that this is a very delicate, very dangerous subject. Okay, weiter. Al pidvarim elu novin heitiv es divrei agemorim sechtes yume nizgala avoinim nizgala kitzom. Gemara says, by Shrishon, the Aveira was revealed, and therefore the end of the Churban was revealed. The second Beis HaMikdash, Achreinim, it wasn't revealed what the Aveira was. The Aveira wasn't external. Sinas Chinam, those are inside things. They're not things that you see. Shrichas Domim, Gilu Arayas, Avodah Zorah, you see that. Sinas Chinam, you don't see it. As kitzom, as lo nizgal a kitzom. So the end of the galus, we haven't seen the end. We don't know when it's going to end. By Sushan was 70 years and zeh nigmar. By Sheni, we still schlep sechin ya. Perush Rishoni mavoyne mahayu begiloi bechitzonius. Achkimen shesof sof eisha ave ba'obem nizgal a kitzom. The first Beis HaMikdash, the virus were revealed. It was in the external. But at the end of the day, since there was so much avas Hashem, so the end was megalit to them. Achreim lo nizgal avoinim ki al kein chitzenisim hayesed nikiyah mikol rovov. The external behavior was perfect. It was mamash noki. It was wow, beautiful. V'rak bepniyosam aisha ava pnimis hayesed chasor aleim. They were lacking the internal relationship. They were lacking the internal dynamic of what it means to be in avos with Hashem. Therefore, the end wasn't revealed. Where the damage touches, impacts on the spiritual relationship of Knesset Yisrael to her husband Hashem, it's much worse. We see clearly that the first dynamic, living in an Hagos HaYichud and forgetting about an Hagos HaMishpat, is much less dangerous than living in an Hagos HaMishpat without an Hagos HaYichud. Yo, we've just taken a big step here today. Up to now, we've been saying, listen, guys, Hagos HaMishpat is what we know. That's where we live. That's where we're comfortable. It's not so dangerous. Take care of it. Hagos HaYichud, it's new stuff. It's Kabbalah. It's not for us. If you don't want to get involved, then don't get involved. Leave it. We're seeing here that you can't do that anymore. You're not allowed to do that anymore. I warned you. You have to leave. You should have left. It's too late now for you. If you haven't left, you're here now. You have to go into this. We can't leave it now. Because if we go back to just Hanogas HaMishpat, without the Hanogas HaYichud, without the avoid of Betochen, without the avoid of becoming more and more in touch with Hashem, then you're by Sheni. And by Sheni was much worse than by Rishon. By Rishon was 70 years. We came back. Built. Fine. By Sheni, we're still trying to unravel the damage. So what's worse? Living with an Hagos HaYichud without an Hagos HaMishpat, or living with an Hagos HaMishpat without an Hagos HaYichud? We've come full circle, you see? But now you know about it, so you can't run away from it anymore. Now you have to go through it. Let's see. U'bakach mava agro, Zauvde ki golus by Srishan Aisa bide bovel. The ilu golus by Shenu Aisa bide od Edom. Vaiti with the Goenia. First base Amigdash was destroyed, was bovel. The second one was Edom. Hainuka Sheheim niskalkulu bichitsinoi sambilvad, Aisa golus bide bovel, Shenim Sholo lagomel. Bovel is called a camel. The pagam, the kilkul of Klal Yisrael in Bais Rishon was external. The camel is bovel. That's who comes along to give you the patch. The gomel simon tumosu hu chitzoini. The camel's simon of tumah. You know, the camel's got one simon of kedush of kashrus and one simon of tumah. Hu einu mafris pasa vilu bepniyase hu to hu malagora. He chews the cud, but he doesn't have the right hoof. He doesn't have the split hoof. Camel's got, doesn't have that. So the chewing the cud, the malagara, that's internal. That's pnimius. Externally, you look at him, you can see he's not kosher straight away because that's external. So since the problem was external, Bobble comes along and takes care of it because he's a gomel. He has an external tumor, but internally he has the tara. He's externally tameh. His external behavior is not good, but internally he's fine, the camel. The Romans, when Nimshel to a chazir, Klal Yisrael's behavior externally was beautiful, like the chazir. He puts forward a very, very kosher foot. He's got the split hoof. But his internalness is tame legamre. The chazir doesn't chew the cud. So he puts forward a very frum external, but not an internal. So Klal Yisrael, who were being very frum on the external, but didn't have the internal, they got punished by the chazir, who's external. Like the pig who doesn't malagara in the inside, Klal Yisrael, on the outside were very frum, but inside they were like a chazir. Therefore, Rome comes to do the midah keneged midah. Hu asher ibanu, avoide ruchni zu einu min akalot, avoide la azenu leshav ben shtei anogas eli hi ashleimus. Kasher bezat Hashem netzliach b'meshima zu yibore beis hamikdash hashlishi b'mere b'yameinu omein omein. This is not, as we said, easy work. This is not straightforward work, but the avoider to ma'azen, to balance, and l'shalev, the name translates shalev, shiluv, to mold together, to bind together, everything working in harmony together, between these two hanhogas, hanhogas samishpat, hanhogas hayichud, the chitzoin and the pnim, that's shleimus. And when we get there, that's when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. That's what we need. Shocking news. I should have told you this on day one, and you would have said, listen, this is too much. I'm leaving. I'm not staying now. So I tricked you. What can I do? I'm sorry. I apologize. But we need to do this. Vice Rishon was destroyed because of Aleph. Vice Sheni was destroyed because of Beis. So whichever way you go, you're in trouble. You'll say, listen, but as Anogasi, it's too dangerous. I don't want to go there. I'm just going to stick in Angus Hamishpat. Fine. So then the Romans will take care of you. Okay, fine. So I'm going to get involved in Avos Hashem and work on Betochen, and I'm not. Then the Bavlim are going to take care of you. We have to have both. Now, how do we do both? Fine. Metz Hashem, we'll start a. We'll start understanding that Metz Hashem. We'll see the Ramchal tomorrow in Das Tfunis. We'll start getting into the Kishkas a little bit of Hanogas Hayichud a little bit more tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to do, we want to do quarter to 10. That's what the Olam wants. So we're going to do Hapas Nan. Lilo Mishaneh Kukach. Erev Shabbos Shuva. What does the Olam want? No?
I can't make 9:30.
You can't. You can make quarter to 10?
Yes, because I can't choose my minyanim now. The only minyan I'm comfortable going to is later.
That means every day you can't make 9:30?
Absolutely.
Because we'll have to see what to do. I don't know. Anyway, listen, after Yom Kippur, I don't know what we're doing. We'll have to see. Oh, Ravritsky's probably not going to give shir. We can maybe go back to quarter to 10. We can even go to 10 o'clock. Let's see. Let's see after Yom Kippur what we do. I don't know. In the meantime, tomorrow, which will be the last Vaad before Yom Kippur, because Erev Yom Kippur, we're not going to do a Vaad. And Ilo Yochol. Certainly the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's no reason to carry on learning. We can carry on, but then maybe I'll speak to Wolitsky. He's not giving shir. We can make it quarter to 10, even 10. I don't mind. But tomorrow, quarter to 10, if everyone's okay with it, then Bezrat Hashem, we cannot have Eli with us.
Shkoyach, thanks.
Okay, but catch up on what you missed from the shirim, especially now. These shirim are ma'od chashuv. Every piece is ma'od critical.
Shkoyach, Rabbi Shah.
Okay, Rabbi.
Guten. Have a great day. Look after yourselves, Rabbi Shah.
Thanks, Osher.
Rabbi.